I love to understand things. I love to think about things. I like to figure things out as best I can. And the harder, sometimes the better. But when it comes to the things of God, my best thinking just doesn't cut it. Simple faith gets me much farther than awesome thoughts. There was a time when Jesus was in a home, and there were a group of what the Bible calls doctors of the law or scribes, and there were Pharisees around there, some of the smartest and most religious men you can find, and they wanted to find understanding with Jesus. They were really the smart people, and they were surrounding Jesus in this house, listening to him, and trying to comprehend. Meanwhile, there were so many of them there that the people who wanted to be healed and wanted to see Jesus couldn't get in to see him. And so there was a vast crowd around this house, and nobody could get in to see Jesus. It does say the power of God was there to heal these people. I have to question whether these doctors of the law or the Pharisees got any healing at all. The power of God was there to heal them. Well, there was a group of men outside who had brought a friend, and this friend was paralyzed, and they were carrying him on his bed. And so they decided the only way to get to Jesus was go up on the flat roof of the home. They had flat roofs in those days, kind of like a patio. It was beams and it was caulked in with earth and straw and then earth put over that. But at any rate, they went up there and started digging down through that roof. Now, I can imagine in that room where Jesus was, maybe the inside plaster began cracking and falling down. And they soon realized what was going on. Guys, I mean, not my house, not my roof. Oh, no. Ah. And down came the plaster. Up were ripped the boards or whatever was holding that up, and a hole was made, and down they lowered this man so he could be healed. And it says, when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the man, "Your sins are forgiven you." And all the smart people said, "Oh, are you kidding me? You can't forgive sins." And Jesus says, "Well, then I'll just heal him. Is it easier to heal him and give him the power to walk or to forgive his sins?" And he healed the man, and the man picked up his bed and left. Let's read about it. In Luke, the 5th chapter, the 17th verse, "And it came to pass on a certain day as he was teaching that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town in Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them. And behold, men brought in a bed a man who was taken in a palsy. And they sought means to bring him in and to lay him before him. And when they could not find by what way they might bring him in because of the multitude, they went upon the housetop and let him down through the tiling with his couch in the midst before Jesus. And when he saw their faith, he said unto him, Man, your sins are forgiven you. And the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, Who is this which speaks blasphemies? Who can forgive sin but God alone? And when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answering said unto them, Why do you reason in your hearts? What is easier to say, Your sins be forgiven you, or to say, Rise up and walk? But that you may know the Son of Man has power on the earth to forgive sins, he said to the sick of the palsy, I say unto you, arise, take up your bed, and go to your house. And immediately he arose up before them, and took up that whereon he lay, and departed to his own house, glorifying God. And they were all amazed, and they glorified God, and were filled with fear, saying, We have seen strange things today. Faith in God will get you farther than your best thinking about him. Faith in Jesus Christ that he can heal you, that he can deliver you from your sins, and that he can transform your life. I found it to be so. Simple faith in Jesus Christ, laying yourself before him that he might heal you. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for Jesus, who came to forgive and to heal and to save us. I don't understand everything about the Bible, about who you are, God, or a lot of the mysteries of the universe. I just know this. Jesus Christ touched me, and I was healed. Thank you for that. Faith is more important to me than knowledge. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.